Welcome to the weekend and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee and I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus, and just so grateful that you would take a few moments out of your day to invest in a relationship with Jesus. And so this week we've been looking at our new series that we started this past Sunday around the Lord's Prayer, and really looking at how can we continue to cultivate not just a prayer life, but really it's this life of prayer. And one of the things that we've seen each week as we've looked at the Lord's Prayer is it is so much deeper and richer than sometimes we find at face value. And so today, one of the areas we wanted to kind of focus on is just really the kind of reflecting and kind of how can we really apply this first part of the Lord's Prayer, this idea that Jesus tells us to talk to God and pray to Him as our Father in heaven, and the significance of that. And this past Sunday, one of the ways I kind of kicked off talking about this reality is talking about how prayer is really how the Father forms His family. That prayer is how the Father forms His family. That the Lord's Prayer was really meant and designed in such a way that it's apart from being recited regularly and practiced regularly, it was not just meant to be that. It was not just some religious activity. But yet in the elements, as we're going to dig into and look at, and even as we've seen this week, that as we reflect on each thing, that it's not just about requests or things that we're bringing to God, but really prayer is how God forms us. He forms His values inside of us. And some of the ways that I talked about that this Sunday is as an athlete and playing college football, we would say things regularly as a team. Our coaches would say things repeatedly. You know, we would say, you'd hear things like tips and overthrows, or, hey, let's go 1-0 this week. Kind of a reality of, hey, don't focus on the past, so focus on the future, focus on the present. You know, hey, next play, you know, next play mentality, those kinds of things. But, you know, you see this in our culture, right? You even have, like, I think of Ohio State, you know, often hear this Ohio against the world, and PJ Fleck with his, like, row the boat from Minnesota. You just kind of have these mantras and these sayings that people will communicate. And really what they're trying to do is in these sayings, they're trying to instill values. They're trying to shape behavior, shape thoughts, really trying to form individuals with this language. It's a way of thinking about culture. And that's really kind of the Lord's Prayer is what that is. These sayings, these phrases that are meant to shape us, meant to form us into that. And so to think about this, what is this idea of God being our Father who is in heaven? What is shaping about that for us? Well, as we've seen, the reality of thinking of the Creator God of the universe as our Father was cross-cultural. I mean, it was countercultural, excuse me. It was not the common way that Jews thought about it. And it was really pointed to this familial, intimate kind of relationship that followers of Jesus could have. And even the reality that Jesus said, our Father, not just my Father, but our, kind of inviting us into this beautiful reality. And one of the things, even our text for our devotion today on 1 John 3:1, see what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. what a beautiful reality and a beautiful reminder that God is our Father. But He's not just our Father in terms of this connection of we're adopted and brought into His family, that He loves and cares for us, but even the thing that Jesus includes in heaven, our Father in heaven. And really what Jesus is doing with that, He's not telling us where God is, right? Because God is everywhere, but He's not just saying, hey, God, He's up there in heaven. He's kind of far off and away. No, what He's trying to do is He's trying to help us to see that where His Father sits, it comes with authority, responsibility, and it comes with kind of this sense of power. And so it might be to think about like, oh, like so-and-so, right? They reside in the White House. And when you hear the White House, it's not just a place, but you think of, oh, what comes with that? You think of the influence. You think of the authority and the reach of what comes from that. And I think that's a helpful way to think about when Jesus is telling us that it's our Father and He sits in heaven. That is where He's at. In essence, He's saying God reaches across all places, all times, that God is above all. And knowing that means we can go to the one who has ultimate authority and ultimate control in our lives. And doesn't that change us, how we think about how we pray, how that forms how we come before the Lord? And so here's what I want us to do. I just want us to take a moment, and perhaps you've been doing this week, but as we move through, maybe this could be a time where we can just slow down before God and just have a moment and say, Lord, would you form your values in and through my life through this series? God, may I come to you often with things that are on my mind, but Lord, may I predominantly come to you because I want to be with you and I want you to be shaping and changing me. And it's just about changing our heart and changing our posture as we approach God. Because again, we don't pray because we're trying to inform God. We pray because we believe God is forming us, is forming you. And so let's do that. Let's take a moment here and pray. And then we'll just invite you to take a few moments to sit still before the Lord. God, thanks so much for being our Heavenly Father. Thank you for inviting us into this love relationship through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, that our big brother Jesus would invite us to come and be a part of his family, God, that way we can come to his Father, our Father, by grace through faith, and that would begin to transform us, God, that many of us have had I think of lots of relationships, different kinds of relationships with our earthly fathers, some amazing and wonderful, some challenging, some non-existent. But Lord, this beautiful reality is that we have a perfect Heavenly Father that we can go to, that we can come to, who delights in us, who loves us, who rejoices over us, who delights to spend time with us because we are His. And so Lord, I just pray for myself and for those that are listening, God, that over the coming weeks, that you would be forming us more and more to the image of your Son, that you would be transforming us, God, as we come to you in prayer, as our Father who sits in heaven above all, ruling and reigning over all things. And may that bring comfort and may that bring joy to us, regardless of what we're facing today. Pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't you take a moment and why don't you pray?